Have you ever thought of recording your own podcast? Well, now with Anchor, you can go ahead and create your podcast for free with Anchor. And the most easiest way to do it, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right on your phone or computer. Best of all, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello guys. Before we get on to today's episode, I wanted to talk a bit about Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is one of the best VPN services to protect your privacy wherever you're in your desktop, laptop, or your mobile phone, traveling abroad, somewhere in the world. Here in the digital world, we are always never aware what will happen to us in our data getting exposed out in the real world. But with Virtual Shield, you are always in good hands. The Virtual Shield has been a gift of good and has been a lifesaver whenever I've been traveling around domestically or even internationally. And it's always going to be in good hands whenever you are inside of a hotel, airport, or a coffee shop, for instance. And whenever you are in a open hotspot out like that, you will always going to be at risk of hackers and people that will be snooping on your devices. Please, never go out without privacy and security again, period. Virtual Shield is available on all major platforms and operating systems. For instance, Windows, Apple, Macs, and if you're traveling on the go on your mobile phone, for instance, if you have an iPhone or an Android on the go, Virtual Shield has an app for that too. Virtual Shield has you covered. What are you waiting for right now too? Now is a good time to get it. And whenever you are traveling, this will be a lifesaver for you for many, many days to come. Virtual Shield affiliate link down in the description below. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Leon Lugrave podcast. So this episode, I went ahead and did my recordings last night, since yesterday evening, and then some early this morning as well. So hopefully some of you guys aren't mad that I've posted this recording up this late. So I do apologize for the late release. But however, I had to join my Twitch community and last night, since it's been a couple days since I've last streamed on my account. So anyways, that was important, and I'm actually very close to my affiliate goal. So to this point, I am going to get my podcast on time, and that way everybody can listen to it. But anyways, folks, hope you guys are having a happy Saturday and enjoys today's show. Hello, everybody. Leon back with another podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. So today, we're going to go ahead and get down with another podcast. We are, or actually, I would say I am recording this podcast Friday, March 6th. So, and today was a really good day and can't complain at all. Finally, we've got some sun out there, so it was really, really beautiful to get the chance to walk around while the sun was out. So I was very, very happy and very pleased that there was some sun. So, whew, very, very good to hear. So let's go ahead and get on right to today's episode. So I want to talk about with something I've knew from the past already, and which is that previous episodes I mentioned the Mobile World Congress, which that was canceled because of the coronavirus and fact that this was going to bring in crowds. And unfortunately, we've been having so many cases from many of the tech sectors, and a lot of the tech sector have went ahead and canceled conferences because nobody wants to get sick. Nobody knows are actually, I would say a few of them know around the world what the effects of the coronavirus will give to people. And if somebody goes around breathing that shit and get themselves hurt in that conference, God knows what to be bringing inside the Barcelona conference. And that was something I've said about the Mobile World Congress back a few weeks ago. And now, today, this is a brand new story that just been talked about. We're now talking about 5 hours ago. The new news from 5 hours ago is now we have a new convention falling under the victims of the coronavirus, and which gave a lot of people, I'm sure, on Twitch to cancel their latest TwitchCon over in the EU, which is in Amsterdam. Well, if for anyone that is aware or not, so the staff now officially have confirmed the cancellation of TwitchCon Amsterdam of 2020 of this year, canceled due to the latest coronavirus issues, and the fact that this is going to be a health risk, having to bring a huge crowd in one place. Now, I will say is, though I could have had made booked the conference, booked the hotels, and the flight all together, however, I wasn't so sure how I was going to do it this year. And even a few weeks ago, I may have had even mentioned a few weeks ago that I can tell that TwitchCon may have been the next victim prior to MWC over in Barcelona. So this was no surprise to me whatsoever. I know that a lot of conferences and events are going to get canceled due to the fact that this is one of the most deadliest virus that we've had in a long time. And plus the fact that this virus has not been contained. And this is all in fault of due to the people all the way from China not keeping this virus under containment, unfortunately. This is pretty much hell leashed on Earth at this point. So with news coming out left and right about coronavirus here, coronavirus there, and it is definitely not just affecting the tech community. It's going to see a huge effect on the gaming community as well, since a lot of events take place in Europe, of all places. No surprise. Really, it's just no surprise that they had to make the decision. And plus, we are seeing this decision even right within a month beforehand too. And I will tell you that everybody that is ready to go and do get some activities done over in the springtime, which to me, I don't blame anyone trying to get out of their own homes, get away from the harsh winters everyone is going through in Europe. And I know this would have been such a nice time. Now, I will say about this, and before I read any further on, I think this decision that they did, I think this was a very smart move for the staff over in the EU, or Twitch EU staff had to make this decision in order to keep everyone safe. It's just, I think at this point, it's realistic to say that they're going to have to cancel this all off. Right? And I think that they have to at this point to keep everybody safe. That's how I'm going to see this as well. And if anyone listening here and think that Twitch is going to be the only one, well, I would hate to break this to you, but you have a lot of events that pretty much has fallen under victim. And I'll be going through a list of events here on the next page I have coming right up too. So going on this article on Dual Shockers, which states TwitchCon Amsterdam becomes the latest victim of the coronavirus as the company reveals the event. Events cancellation. The latest addition to the ever-increasing list of canceled events due to COVID-19 is TwitchCon Amsterdam.
originally scheduled to take place from May 12th to May 3rd. The event conference announced on Twitter this morning that the event has been called off. Here's Twitch's statement on the matter. We have been monitoring coronavirus concerns and having weighed the potential health risk to our community. We've made the incredibly difficult decision to cancel TwitchCon Amsterdam. TwitchCon is the best weekend to be a Twitch fan. To say we're disappointed, won't be able to enjoy the show we've been building for you is a massive understatement. But as always, the health and safety of our community, employees, and everyone else who has a part in making TwitchCon happen is our top priority. This is something I get right there too. And however, I think this was the best thing they had to do. And I'm sure that many people in my podcast or anyone in my listeners in my podcast may even agree at this point that they've got to take it seriously to this point. And they've right now they're going to have to listen to the health officials right now. And we've already seen death tolls that have been taken from people, and especially with people going through crowds in events like this too. Plus, going through crowded places is not a realistic thing at this time. And this is something is going to have to be dealt with too. Plus, we already have the situation here in the United States that we're going to have to deal with as well. And to me, I will go ahead and go further on my opinion to this point later on. So let's go and continue off on reading here. Next sentence says, we are reaching out to attendees and exhibitors with information about refunds. And so that's good. And I know that the tickets are going to be refunded. But for anyone that's already purchased hotels and flights, I'm sure many of you guys aren't going to be getting a refund because of this as well. So I'm sure that is still disappointing for those that have already paid the hotels, the hotels and the flights already in advance. I'm sure it's pretty much less likely some of you guys aren't going to get their refund. So that's kind of sad. But at the same time, you are going to get your refunds back off the TwitchCon tickets, which is good to say to this point. Next step on this article says right here, it's incredibly sad to see each new announcement of another conference being canceled or postponed. These events are trips that that many fans and community members look forward to each year. While some are able to shift to an online-only format, this approach is invaluable in every situation. Show organizers are feeling put in a lose-lose position, knowing full well that they will be losing money. Fans and organizers will surely be upset if they don't cancel. However, they risk both the safety of their employees and everyone who would be attending. I find this to be true. Just recently, the EASA released a statement regarding E3 2020, saying that they were closely monitoring the situation in LA after the city declared a state of emergency, but that the event was currently still on. Ooh. And this is one thing I don't like to see, but I think at this point, E3 are going to have to start doing their conferences via online, so that way everybody stays safe. That's just me. But hopefully I know that since California is in a deep ruckus of a mess, I know at some point they're going to have to do the same. But we'll have to see and wait until further news on that in the future. In the coming future, let's just see. And so continue on with the read. For now, there is no point in sight when it comes to the world getting this virus under control. Day by day, new conferences and events further out are being affected. And those are still on, are contending with exhibitors, withdrawing. Hopefully, though, things will turn out soon. Otherwise, it is going to be a very uneventful 2020. So, yeah, so this is definitely a mess of a year of 2020, and everybody dealing with this awful virus that hasn't been contained since the early stages, and this should have been. But unfortunately enough, like I've mentioned, if you don't contain the virus within its early stages, this is what's going to happen to everybody else. And it's not just going to affect everyone at a local level, but in a world level too, which I've said myself that the WHO and CDC should have called this out as a international pandemic. And this is what's wrong with the mainstream right here too, because the mainstream, I remember how I've been listening to the mainstream for such a while, and here they're telling the public not to put on masks and save those masks for doctors that can use it. If you're not a doctor, then there's no reason for anybody to wear a mask, which this tells you a lot about how the media can pretty much construe the public, saying that, oh yeah, you just don't need a mask, don't worry about a thing, the virus will pass eventually, sooner or later, or disappear. And this is so wrong in a way that, why am I getting my information with the media, what the media has to say, which is incredibly rotten to hear that from the media, especially. And the fact that people will even eat up anything that's been fed through the tube. And this is what's wrong with people, how I find this pretty wrong, because a lot of people really don't look into the facts. They don't look into the studies, and instead they're going to get false numbers through figureheads on the TV or the radio, which the radio is just as bad, of course, if you continue to listen to them. But I know that I get my source a lot of times on the internet, because it's definitely reliable than the mainstream physicians that you hear out from here too. But anyways, I am pretty much going out of topic on the subject on hand too, which I definitely want to go ahead and comment a bit on TwitchCon, and let me just get back with this as well. So TwitchCon, very, very sad to hear that this has to be canceled. But let me say this to everybody listening. This right here on its own makes a whole lot of sense. Believe me, makes a whole lot of sense for anyone to just to cancel this out and not to get sick. And I agree with that right there too. And I know that this is something no event organizer wants to do, but in a way they have to do it because they want to keep everybody safe from this awful virus. Where you're going to be listening to the public officials, and this is where now I'm hearing more arguments now from people from everywhere else, left, right, and whatever of the spectrum. They like to argue that the flu killed a lot more people. Okay, fair enough. That's true, that the flu has killed a lot of people. But you have to look at this as well, is that this is a very much a huge deal. I don't know why you'll end up falling asleep on this too as well, because especially now you definitely have the rising cases for South Korea, which also, not just Europe as well, but South Korea has tons of big events over there, especially with South Koreans having big events going over there, especially esports events that goes on over there too. So don't just look at just Twitch. You've got to look at other events that goes on across the globe, especially in Asia. And I don't think everybody gets this as well, because I think when people dismiss that as well, people are going to find out, hey, listen, we're going to have no choice but to cancel our esports event and keep our health in, keep our health in check, because at this point, why are you going to go out risking yourself in a crowd where this airborne contamination will affect you? And you don't even know if that person next to you has the virus, and they may even contain it, and you don't even know. That's one thing I would say about that too. And I think this is very smart to keep everyone safe than sorry. And where for me, this is not just going to be affecting people traveling. I know not just people around the EU. Especially I myself have traveled to Europe before, actually Germany last year. And I was actually very fortunate enough to make the trip, my first TwitchCon EU, my first annual event, which was cool. And I have to say, it was amazing to go to the first annual Twitch EU event, and I was very happy. And before this situation was even a thing, which I know last year was no such thing as the coronavirus, but I did make the trip, no doubt too. And I had a very good time and was glad to do it too. Now, even I myself have been following myself for about more than 6 weeks on the corona, and that was a hard choice for me to even cancel this out myself and say, am I able to do this or am I not? That was the hard question. And a lot of trips like that too, because the fact that if you book off on an airline or on a hotel, it is possible to cancel your hotel, and no doubt as well. But if you don't cancel it in advance, and I know there's tons of issues with that with hotels, is that, yeah, you can cancel it, but there's a certain period that you can't really cancel it, just unless if you do it ahead of time as well too. And now the way I see it right there is that we are pretty much going, right now it is March, right? And within about over a month by now, that's when the event should have started at this point. But since now everything is canceled out, I don't think now anybody's going to go ahead and going to be able to cancel the hotels or even the flights to this point. Very sad fate on that one too. But we are going to definitely see more events canceled out. And I know with something, I was actually was talking to a group of people in another stream. In fact, someone even said that I hope that DreamHack of Sweden or DreamHack Summer doesn't get canceled because of this too. And I hope not. I really dearly hope not that this doesn't get canceled. Because that's the thing is, so everyone is putting a lot of money into these events. A lot of money. And you're talking about people that who are professional content creators that are doing this for a living. And that is taking their time to go to these events wherever they are. Which I think for me, I would say that for me as well, for someone that does travel, and to me, I love to go out to places like that and definitely support, put my tourist dollars into these places, which I love to do. However, if it was me versus making the travel, and if I had to choose one, I would say taking care of my health is one thing over than trying to make the risk and then getting my health in damage of all this, what is going on too. Like, believe me, I wouldn't want to do any traveling at this time of year, or even what's going on around the world. Just saying. Now, the good news I will say at this point is, I know that I am pretty close to, getting, myself into the Twitch affiliate, and probably by next year, things will get better and we will have vaccines for this virus and for this awful disease that's up and about right now. Now, definitely love to see more news on the way in the future, because this is something I'm going to be watching out for. And I mean, by next year, by 2021, safe to say probably we will get to travel a lot more often. So let's see where this goes, because I know that this is not just hurting just events, but hotels and also the travel industry, especially with Delta jets, American Airlines jets. All these jets are sitting in these hangars and all these parking spaces for planes. They can't even get out, and they're pretty much losing a lot of money because they're not making money every month, and then their revenue, their quarter of their revenue is going to go down because of this too. So that's one thing I can definitely see the hotels and the airline industry is going to have a huge dip in numbers. So they're not going to be making the revenue like they've used to, unfortunately. So however, whatever you think about this too, love to hear your thoughts about the TwitchCon. And also, if you are listening to me wherever you are around the world, or if you're a European listening to this, were you the one was going to go to TwitchCon EU? What do you think about this? Love to hear your thoughts over at the show listeners notes, and you can always leave me a voicemail over at voice messages, and that way I can, if you are the one gonna be putting your message out there, probably your comments will be up on the show, who knows. But anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and jump on to the next article, which this is gonna be good, because we are going to go ahead and since now we are talking about events being canceled. I know this is not just major events. Now, in the United States, we're going to definitely see a lot of events. We're talking about local regions, especially here. I know we always have here in the state of Georgia. I'm sure there's a lot of sporting events that happens all the time. Football, soccer, basketball, hockey, whatever, right? And there's something going on every single year, and so there's always something wild happening in Atlanta where I'm making this recording. And now we're going to be seeing more events canceling, not just on other side of the world, but in local events here, because this is a big deal. And I know that the sporting events will take a huge hit because they're not making the money like it used to from the yesteryears. So that's what I'm saying right here too. And I know the other article I have pulled up, which this is from Benzinga, which here it says, here are all the major events canceled by coronavirus so far. And this is an updated article, and which I'm going to go ahead and read right now. Now, here in this article, let's go get right into it, which says, although the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, has not officially been declared a pandemic, though I would digress, and to me, at this point, it looks like we're starting to get into the pandemic mode at this point. Anyways, I digress. Multiple companies have canceled events around the world due to the fear of travel. Here are the latest. So we are now going to get into the list of companies that have now canceled out this year of 2020. So man, we're going to go ahead and get on this list. Man, the way we are looking over here, we are now seeing more cancellations that I have not heard of from the beginning of the year. Man, just a lot to catch up right here. So let's go ahead and get on it with this list in Benzinga. So the first one, the latest, is South by Southwest 2020, one of the largest festivals South by Southwest blends interactive film and music industries together. Notable attendees have started to pull out due to fears over the coronavirus include Twitter, Amazon, Mashable, TikTok, Intel, and Facebook. Update after multiple noticeable names pulled out, the festival as a whole has been canceled. Wow. Which I've heard about South by Southwest before, which I had no idea they were going to do that, but which at the same time, this was going to happen. And South by Southwest is very, very popular. So if you guys not heard about South by Southwest, I heard a lot of great things about South by Southwest. So definitely, guys, if you are interested in about South by Southwest, I recommend to go check out. That's hosted in Austin, Texas. Of course, I don't recommend checking South by Southwest this year since now the cancellation has been confirmed. Next on the list, we're going to be talking about a music festival, which is located in the heart of the East Coast. Now, we're going to be talking about a music festival that's located down in Miami, Ultra Music Festival Miami. The city of Miami canceled the popular Ultra Music Festival on coronavirus fears, just like any other festival, of course. The festival will not happen this year, but will instead happen next year from March 26th to the 28th. The event was going to bring thousands of attendees from over 100 countries. Ticket purchasers will be contacted through email on Monday regarding the next step to take. Well, that's good news that they're going to get their refunds, of course. So good, that's good on for those that purchase. And the other one on the list, which is obvious, which I've talked about from the very beginning of the show, TwitchCon. So don't have to go through that. Then I can skip through it. So IBM Think 2020, the premier client and developer conference by IBM, will now be an online-only event. The conference will still be held between May 5th to the 7th, but cite mounting concerns over the corona as the fear for cancellation in person aspects of the event. Okay, so that's good. IBM, at least they're taking this much, much seriously now. So since now we're hearing a lot more news going back and forth with so many people going through, taking the consideration for pretty much now going for work or working at home at this point, because I mean, let's be quite honest, if we have to say this, but who wants to get sick over at retail? And I think working at home is pretty much more liable to this point. Not liable. I would say it's just better. It's better if anyone doesn't get sick. Just saying. Okay, so next on the list, No Time to Die. So for any one of you that are a James Bond fan, so let's go read this list here. The release of the upcoming James Bond movie, No Time to Die, will be postponed until November 2020. Admin of the coronavirus outbreak, international box office numbers are being negatively impacted by the virus as people are increasingly fearful of going into public spaces, which I would agree with that because nobody's going to be going to movie theaters anymore. But then again, I have to say I'm not too concerned with the new screening of the No Time to Die, because honestly, I have to say though, like, the new Bond films has been somewhat disappointing, per se. Not every one of them, though, of course. But if you're talking about the Daniel Craig films, the films starring Daniel Craig, I don't know. I like some of the earlier ones with Daniel Craig on it, but the other ones, they're kind of like, nah. But who knows? Probably I may see it afterwards too, because I'm sure that nobody's going to go ahead and step into a theater at this point. So we will have to see. So next up on the list, Google IL 2020. So this was a big news from the tech world. A lot of news outlets has covered Google IO this year. So in it states here, previously allowed registration cancellation until April 15th, but instead decided to cancel the event as a whole as the coronavirus situation continues. At the conference, Google announces new products and software, and attendees get a hands-on look, although Google can still make its I/O cancellation online. There might be a lack of hands-on review content. So good on them, they've had to, so which I'm actually quite glad they had to for safety reasons. So yeah, so next on the article, on this article, Expo West, which I've never heard of Expo West. So Expo West, let's see what's this about. A trade show which promises of natural, organic, and healthy products. Oh, see, that's why I'm not, I don't follow up on the organic and health products. Gotcha. So now, okay, organic and healthy products was canceled as over 200 vendors pulled out of the event over the coronavirus. Some notable names that pulled out of the event include General Mills, Red Bull, and Whole Foods. Jeez, this is how much, this is a lot of money people are losing. This is getting pretty wild here. Okay, so next on the list, Gucci's Cruise 2021 fashion show. The luxury Italian fashion company Gucci canceled the Cruise 2021 fashion show amid coronavirus fears. It was scheduled to take place on May 18th in San Francisco. Whoa. And then next on the list, so some of you may have heard about this too, which I've heard about this since this morning on GDC, or AKA also known as the Game Developers Conference. So let's go ahead and take a read with what we have here. After multiple noticeable attendees pulled out of the conference due to coronavirus fears, the conference decided to canceling the event as a whole would be best. Some of the notable names, including Facebook, Sony, EA, Epic Games, and Microsoft. It's important to note some companies such as Amazon announced alternative measures to make up for the lack of announcements. So yeah, so this is definitely going to drive a lot of attendees away because of it too. But in fact this is part of the cancellation list, so I know that no game developers are not going to do any traveling because of this too. So at the same sense, I'm actually glad that they're going to be staying home or work or be working at home actually. You know, and I will have to agree that at some point some people will gonna end up driving themselves crazy without any people, without any social interaction. I think there's a point that people will end up losing it, but let's hope this doesn't drive people to go drive themselves into that kind of crazy mentality. But hey, anywho, so let's continue on. Next on the list, Intel Labs Day. Chip maker Intel decided it was best to cancel its San Francisco Labs Day conference showcasing emerging tech, citing ongoing and evolving coronavirus situation. Interesting. Zendesk canceled its Zendesk related conference that was scheduled for March 3rd through the 5th in Miami. Oh, so there we go, another Miami conference here. So next one, Domo. Domo announced its Domo Palooza conference will now be an online-only event. Domo Palooza was originally scheduled to take place in Utah from March 17th to the 20th. Whew. So, yep, so there we go. Here's more. Spotify is on the list. Spotify Unite, a partner and developer conference, was canceled. It was scheduled to take place in Toronto, but May 6th through the 8th. Wow, so many cancellations left and right. And the other one here, so this time we have the GIMS, which is Geneva International Motor Show. The 90th Geneva International Motor Show has been canceled. It was set to begin next week. The Swiss government has banned all public and private events with more than 1,000 people in a statement. GIMS Pell Expo SA said the 90th edition of the GIMS, which was supposed to welcome the media from next Monday and the general public from 5th to 15th March 2020, will now finally finally not take place. So it is now official. So yeah, so many events all over the world. So I'm reading here, and then so that's crazy. So there's a lot of money to be lost at this point. So let's go ahead and continue on finishing this article while I'm reading here. This is an injunction decision of the Federal Council of 28th February 2020 that no events with more than 1,000 people are allowed to take place until 15th of March 2020. The decision falls 3 days before the opening of the exhibition to the media. Wow. And which the companies that they named on the list was Audi, Volkswagen, Hyundai, BMW, Flat, Chrysler Automobiles, Honda Motor Corporation, Mazda Motor Corp, and what do we have here? It's called Daimler AG, which I never heard of. Renault. Okay, so, and then Toyota on the list. Goodness gracious. Left and right, just like I mentioned. Whew. All right. So let's see here. So before I even continue rambling, let's see what else is on the list I have not mentioned. Oh yeah, so ITB Berlin. What this is pretty cool actually. See what we have here for ITB Berlin. One of the world's largest travel trade shows. ITB Berlin was set to take place on March 4th through March 6th. ITB Berlin 2020 would not take place due to the increasing spread of the novel coronavirus. So same with this one right here. And then over at their trade, so they're gonna not have any people there, which I totally understand. They're almost literally every country is now just gonna go ahead and cancel this out because nobody wants to get anybody sick. And then over at the the Federal Ministry of Health and the Federal Ministry of Economics have decided to cancel ITB Berlin, the responsible health authority of Chamber Wimberdorf of Berlin has increased the requirements for the event to take place early this evening. Whew. So very, very harsh. So let's see. Facebook is on the list. Facebook canceled its annual Facebook developer conference due to fears over the coronavirus. So same as well. And MWC, which I've actually covered it since last week. So no surprise over there. So that's I know that MWC Mobile World Conference was going to cancel because of it. Then Global Fashion Weeks. So basically, a lot of these things are happening throughout pretty much the beginning of the year. We're talking about January all the way to all the way through May, pretty much at this point too. Now, as far as the summer goes, I know that we don't have any specific dates on summer dates going on. Because first of all, as far as like rock concerts, other music festivals taking place, I'm sure that they're gonna have to end up canceling some events starting out through the summer, because right now we still have scientists that are still gonna study and look into these studies, because at this point, we are not sure what other symptoms will this virus will do and what damage it'll do to the human body. So there are plenty of good reasons why there's so many cancellations left or right, basically, and why we're going to be pretty much in a still on a still, basically, because of all this, which I know I am pretty much close to done with the podcast here. So I know that at the end of the day, and what we're going to be seeing through on the events going on from March all the way to May. Now, I know that there may be events taking place in June, and what I've understand is that there is a lot of events, like I mentioned, throughout the summer and later on throughout the fall too. Because one thing I have to ask myself on this is that I know with the studies I've been following up with Dr. John Campbell, which he's talked about throughout on his YouTube channel, which this is something I do recommend. Follow up on his channel, just subscribe on his works, because the amount of things that he said on his channel, in fact, one thing that caught my eye is that this virus is not seasonal, what he's confirmed, because I know there are parts of the country, like Thailand, for instance. Thailand is very hot, pretty much at this time of year, and Thailand, which what I've understand was that Thailand has pretty much caught the case of the coronavirus. Now, we don't know if Thailand, if the country there in Thailand, if the coronavirus is still gonna live on in that country for so long, because I know that what I've understood since the virus is very, very powerful, and it can still creep up days on and days out. And now the way I understand that the virus only stays around for pretty much five days consecutive, but of course we humans don't know about this, since we're still at the beginning stages of getting to know about this too, because this virus pretty much came up on Earth since late December of last year. So we definitely have a long ways to find out how to get the vaccines, how to find out what to do at this point, because not everybody knows, and near do I. And one thing I do know about this virus containing on it is that it does give out respiratory issues and gives people a hard time to breathe. Now, the plus side of all this is that if you are young, pretty much anyone that is not a senior won't be affected on this too. Now, however, I wouldn't recommend for any of you young people out there going out to events, and that's something I don't suggest. But however, if you want to stay safe, I would say that you don't have to go out if you guys do not need to at this point. So just want to put it out there as well. So because we are definitely dealing with a very deadly situation, and there's a lot of conferences are going to be closed because of this, and a lot of music concerts. In fact, especially last night, I've was checking out someone's Twitter account. I think Mike Portnoy, the former drummer of Dream Theater, and he's doing a lot of works on many side projects as well, which I definitely love. Mike Portnoy's drumming. He's an excellent drummer, excellent drummer. Now, he did mention on his Twitter and Instagram as well is that he is definitely canceling out events in his world tour because of all what's happening, which it makes a lot of sense. And I think a lot of people are not going to get it, because people will end up saying, oh, you know, you are fear mongering, you know, this is just fear putting out on the media. Probably may be true, but you know, this is very novel, and to say that this is lies coming out from the media. Look, I don't expect everything to get factually correct from the media, because they themselves do not know diddly squat. But however, my suggestion to anybody is that for anyone that's going to be fighting out there and make a scene, I do not suggest anybody causing a wreck for any reason whatsoever too. So that being said too, I would say anyone that's going to plan on going out is pretty much travel for your own safety, of course. So that being said, so however, since traveling, it is still since I know a lot of airlines hasn't closed out many of its countries as of yet, I know many people are traveling, of course, to parts of Europe, parts of Africa, and I know a few other Asian countries. Now, I know that as far as I can see is that there's a lot of cases, like I mentioned, in South Korea. So South Korea is doing okay. They're still prepared as usual, and which is a well-developed society, and especially with the news coming out from this morning from Australia, which is sort of hilarious, but at the same time, it's not, because I don't expect anybody to be fighting over toilet paper, which is like, come on, people. I don't know what's the big deal of Australians purchasing toilet paper or stacking up rolls and rolls of toilet paper. Purchase what you need. I think it's just ridiculous. I mean, the way that how everybody is going out there and stacking up in toilet paper. I mean, you guys are supposed to be the land of under, not the toilet down under, which I think it's really ridiculous to this point to see the fear and panic with so many people online. But anyways, I know this is another discussion I'll be discussing on further on throughout my next podcast, which I know I will be looking into the investigations on the coronavirus at some point in the future, because I know that's all everyone is talking about right now, from people from podcasts to tech world and everyone else that's talking about it, which I definitely recommend everybody following up on this well before you guys go to any travel or you plan on going to any conference in the matter of fact, because that's just me. But of course, I don't want anybody to get hurt or to get sick by any means too, because this is very new and we don't know how powerful this may be. And I think a lot of people will end up making the argument is like, this is nothing to fear. You guys can still go to events and stuff like that. I really have no idea. And I do suggest anybody that plans on going to any music festivals or anything with big crowds, just make sure to give yourself a second thought, because sure, you might want to go to a music festival. I think it's all fun, but don't even get yourself hurt or get yourself sick at this point, because even the fact that I pretty much predicted everything with TwitchCon at this point a couple weeks back before I made this recording, and I especially knew how bad and the severity is going to be. In fact, with so much going on, I know that with everything that's happened, nobody's going to start buying. That's for sure. And as far as big events, big concerts, that's pretty much going to be out of the question for people, of course, at this point. So it's best for anybody that is listening, continue to be aware and alert and stay safe out there as well, because we have no idea. So anyways, I am going through a ramble, so let me not ramble this point, and let me just go ahead and put this podcast on a close. Is last thing is that if you guys are watching me on Twitch, I'll be continuing to do live streams for Brawl Stars. So if you guys are interested, I'll be streaming Brawl Stars Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So come ahead and watch me play some Brawl Stars. And also, I'm always active on social media, so I'm pretty much everywhere, from VK, Twitter, Minds, and you name it to this point. So anyways, folks, I'll be heading right out too. So this is the latest of the corona and your source of news and tech events, all that jazz. Guys, take care. And can't wait to hear from you next time.